Yeah, great to have you with us this morning, and great as always to have with us Noel Sens to talk cycling. Noel, along with Paul from Sens Jewellers Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. Noel, very good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. How are you both?
Very well indeed.
It's a
thank
great
you.
Great day. Great yep. day.
And it's a great day for Australians in the Tour of Italy, and in particular for one Bendigonian.
Yeah, well, there's eight Australians starting in the Tour of Italy in the next few days. A monumental three-week race about to start over there. And Chris Hamilton's getting a ride, which is really good for Bendigo. He's ridden it many times before, though, so Chris is a seasoned pro over there.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll see Chris on the tally.
Yeah, that would be terrific stuff. No, well done to him, and well done to all of the Aussies. The representation there is certainly fantastic.
Yeah, four Bendigo juniors were out and about in Goulburn on the weekend. How did they go?
Yeah, they went really good. Nobody got on the podium, but Belinda Bailey got a fourth up there, and Nate Haddon also getting fourth, and Jamie Coles and Angus Gill getting in the top ten. But a very tough national junior tour up in Goulburn, New South Wales. So hats off to those kids travelling all the way up there. Good on them. Fantastic to see juniors representing Bendigo.
My word. Hey, I didn't realise that the Melbourne to Warrnambool, which was held over the weekend, that's what, the second oldest race in the world or something? That's, you know, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, that's true, Robbo. Second oldest bike race in the world. Yeah, long, long history there for sure. 127 editions or something. Going a long time.
What was the first one like, Noel? Were you there?
I wasn't, no.
he wouldn't have said it if you were in the studio with him. He wouldn't have said it.
Anyway.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, how did it go? How was it?
Yeah, fantastic race. A young fella took it by the scruff of the neck and just smashed them. A young guy called Jensen Plowright. Jensen Plowright's only like 20 years old, and I've seen Jensen come right through the junior ranks on the track. He's a very good track rider, and he just gave it to him. And he's possibly one of the strongest bike riders in Australia, and very underrated. But I've seen him win up at Bright in the Criterium when I was commentating up there. And he lapped the field on a huge circuit. It was like a circuit going around the Bright Football Oval, like the QEO. It was a pretty big circuit. And he lapped them once and had to go at getting two laps on the whole field. There's some good riders in there, so very strong bike rider. But he's got a bad tendency to crash, but he didn't crash in this one. So congratulations to Jensen Plowright. And also last year's women's winner, Matilda Reynolds, backed up. So that was good to see for the women doing the long distance. It was 265 kilometres, Rob and Steve, a long way.
I get tired driving that, mate. Let alone on a bloody bike.
I get tired thinking about it.
Yeah.
How did the Mount Alexander Classic go?
Well, the amazing thing, Steve, is first and second in that race, Mount Alexander on Sunday, rode Melbourne to Warrnambool Saturday. So they rode the 265K race on their push bikes on Saturday, drove back to Bendigo, got out of bed and rode the Mount Alexander race, and they got first and second. The amazing thing was the scratch bunch, which is the last bunch to leave in a handicap based on ability, they averaged 41 kilometres an hour to go through Emu Creek to the top of Mount Alexander through Strathfield, say, and everything. So it's probably a 55K bike race.
Wow.
And they averaged 41K an hour to go to the top of that big, majestic mountain. Like, if you drove your car, like, a lot of that road's 80Ks, and then you got to climb the mountain. Your car would only do 60 average, I reckon.
Yeah.
So Tasman Nankervis, a young mountain bike rider with a huge future, former Australian mountain bike champion, he won it. So Tassie Nankervis was first. Second was Dylan McKenna. And third was the youngster, Spencer Evans, who, of course, is Alexander Evans' younger brother, another name we're going to hear a bit more about.
Yeah.
So a big top speed, 41K an hour average.
Absolutely. Hey, a couple of things before you go I wanted to talk about. One was a couple of rule changes now in the pros in Europe. Are you there?
Regarding what wages, was it, Robbo?
No, the rule changes now with, you know, the, I can't think of what the term is, but no, aero thingamabob.
Oh, the aerodynamic tuck.
Yeah, that's the one.
And throwing of the water bottles.
Yes.
Yeah, no, they're quite serious rule changes. Everybody's been riding aerodynamically for a long time, crouching down the bike like a beetle and trying to get out of the wind as much as they can and putting their hands up on top of the handlebars. And some people are taking their hands right off the bars and practically laying on the bike. And even though it looks ridiculous, it turns the bike into like a bullet train going down the hills. And some of the riders are a bit more pronounced the way they do it. But one of the big riders got kicked off one of the big races recently. I think it was the Tour of Romandy. It was Richard Carapaz, a former winner of the Tour of Italy, he was kicked off the race for being in an aero position. Apparently, wasn't in there for very long, so they're serious about it. And also, in the past, how long cycling been going? Like 125 years, 130 years, whatever, we just said before. The riders throw their drink bottles as souvenirs to the kids on the side of the road, and some do it, they don't really care, and cause pollution problems, I suppose. That's where the things come from. That's been banned now. You can't throw your drink bottle. And if you throw your drink bottle off your bike, unless in a designated area, you can be disqualified from cycling now at a very high level. So one of the riders in one of the big races over there, I think it might have been one Primoz Roglic won a few weeks ago. One of the riders got kicked off that for throwing the bottle. That's a time-honored fact. The kids would always come running after the bottles, but it's all for the better. I think you don't want to be driving your car the day after the race and see 2,000 bottles all over the road.
Oh, exactly.
They don't sort of dissolve. So they're all good ideas, I guess.
Yeah, they are for sure. The other thing, which we haven't got time for now, unfortunately, but we will talk about it next week, is and it's funny because AFLW are going through it at the moment too, the discrepancy between male and female salaries in cycling too. But we'll save that one for next week. Noel, always good to chat, mate. You have a fantastic week. Look forward to talking next week.
Thanks, Robbo. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day, guys. Be careful in there.
Yeah, we will. That's Noel Sends Jewellers Hargraves, Mal, looking at the world of cycling.